So what does earnings week mean? Well, today it meant the major indices tanked. Not so much on the numbers, but what's being said about the economic future of our nation. It's the Business News Hour for Tuesday, the 24th of April. Thanks for being with us. In other business news today, fear over slow sales for the Apple X iPhone has cost the company over $64 billion in shareholder value. We'll tell you what happened. Wells Fargo was in Des Moines today, and the outcome of the shareholders' meeting? A big old fat raise for the executives at the company. Healthcare and hospitals, another warning sign emerged today. Those stories, the markets, and our guests. This half hour, Deb Renner and Candace Johnson join us to talk about training the trainers at Tarot International. And later, it's Marketing for Business, Episode 13, with Chrissy Jensen from Domestika and Phil K. James. The business news? Well, that is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tarot International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the Greater Des Moines Metro. The business news is next.
To live in the Greater Des Moines Metro is to love the area and all the new and exciting things happening in Central Iowa. But you want more opportunities to connect with the community you love. AARP hears you. That's why they're expanding their activities and programs to help you explore all that life has to offer here in Greater Des Moines. Visit aarp.org/IA to get involved. If you don't think building better communities when you think AARP, then you don't know ARP. Discover all the real possibilities right here in your community.
What is executive presence? When someone talks about an individual possessing professional or executive presence, they are talking about the perception that person creates through how he or she interacts in formal and informal settings in all modes of communication. Tarot International offers a one-day professional presence workshop where you learn how to develop and consistently communicate your professional brand. Visit tarot.com. That's TERO.com to learn more. This is Michelle from the Tarot team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources and more for businesses and nonprofits. AURION.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Hey, if you want to reach out to us, you can do that on Twitter. We're at IOB_NewsHour. That's at IOB_NewsHour. You know, one of the things that happens when companies post their earnings reports is they also take a look at the future. What do they see as to the future of their company going forward? Well, when a company says, you know, we're not very hip on what's going to happen to the economy in the future, that little fact, that little sentence, well, it helped tank all three major indices today, with the Dow slipping by 425 points. The NASDAQ was off by 1.7%. S&P 500 was off by 1.3%. What happened? Caterpillar came out and said, hey, look, this is what we think is going to happen in the future, and the economy for America looking forward is bleak. That's all it took. Meanwhile, Apple's stock is cumulatively down by over 9.3% in the four trading sessions through today, wiping out more than $64 billion of shareholder value. The decline was sparked by Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturer's weaker-than-expected guidance that happened last Thursday morning. The world's largest semiconductor foundry and key Apple chip partner said its revenue forecast range for the second quarter is $7.8 billion versus the Wall Street estimate of $8.8 billion. Now, the firm, all right, Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing, the firm blamed what? Weak demand in the mobile sector for its forecast. Now, weak demand. And who or where might that weak demand be coming from? You guessed it, Apple. Stock was not very good. So let's see. Your business gets caught up opening up bogus accounts for customers. You sell customers auto insurance they didn't need or ask for. And you get fined by the United States government to the tune of $1 billion. So what do you think your reward for all that might be? How about a big fat pay raise? That's what happened here in Des Moines at the Wells Fargo annual shareholders meeting. Over 92% of shareholders voted in favor of the bank's executive compensation plan. The outcome is a sign of support for management despite more than 2 hours of, at times, heated commentary at the event. Some critics of the bank expressed outrage last month after the firm awarded Chief Executive Officer Tim Sloan a $17.4 million package for 2017. That's a 36% raise. Part of that reflected his first full year of running the company after a promotion. Sloan, who started his presentation by bringing his son, daughter-in-law, and two grandchildren on stage, had asked the board not to award him a bonus, and most of his package was restricted stock. But there were contentious moments going on at the meeting. There was a conversation between Sloan and Jordan Ash, a researcher with the St. Paul Federation of Teachers, who urged the bank to stop doing business with the National Rifle Association and do more to reduce gun violence in the United States. Meanwhile, California State Treasurer and gubernatorial candidate there, John Chang, stood up 3 times to address Sloan, Chairwoman Elizabeth Duke, and the board. Chang said the bank has failed to adequately disclose how many Californians were harmed in the fake account scandal, and Sloan is the wrong person to lead the company. This is what Chang said. The CEO cannot drain the swamp because he has become part of it. Meanwhile, Duke said, I think he's the right CEO for Wells Fargo, citing his time with the company as an advantage and describing his commitment to change as unwavering. There you go. Just write it down someplace. Get a raise. All right, what we're going to do now is we're going to step aside and then bring in, this is a great conversation. You need to learn more about Taro International. You know, they've been with us for a very long time. And some of the things that we didn't know about them is what's in this next conversation that you're going to hear from Deb Renner, myself, and Candace Johnson. You are about to be amazed. It's coming up next on the Business News Hour.